News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The impeachment trial of President Trump is set to begin in the Senate next week after the House officially notified the chamber that it was delivering the articles of impeachment. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The yeas are 228, the nays are 193.
That historic vote, mostly along party lines, was to approve the transmittal of the two articles of impeachment to the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signing the notification.
So sad, so tragic for our country that the actions taken by the president to undermine our national security, to violate his oath of office.
House impeachment managers carried the articles to the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they will be accepted in a day, and the Supreme Court justice will be sworn in.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation.
President Trump denies wrongdoing in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Vladimir Putin promoted a little-known cabinet figure to head Russia's government Wednesday, capping an extraordinary day in Kremlin politics that saw Putin propose major constitutional amendments. VOA's Zlatika Hoke reports.
Russia analyst Peter Yeltsov says over the years, Putin has built up the presidential powers and now wants to scale back before someone else becomes president. He says Russia has not benefited from its powerful autocratic leaders. Putin named a relatively little-known head of the Federal Tax Service, Mikhail Mishustin, to serve as interim prime minister while giving Medvedev, his longtime ally, a new job as deputy head of Russia's Security Council. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Declaring it doesn't get any better than this, President Donald Trump, alongside Chinese Vice Premier Li Yuhu, signed an initial deal to resolve what has been an escalating 18-month trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
Reaching for superlatives to describe phase one of the U.S.-China trade agreement, President Donald Trump termed it the biggest deal anybody's seen.
Ultimately, it's a great deal for both countries, and it's going to also lead to even a more stable peace throughout the world.
While many U.S. industry leaders are praising the agreement, leading Democratic Party members in Congress say it lacks substance and fails to resolve core issues that would truly benefit America's farmers and workers. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called for national unity after an eruption of protest over Iran's January 8th downing of a Ukrainian airplane taking off from Tehran and the government's attempt at a cover-up. Iran initially said mechanical problems caused the commercial jetliner to go down before admitting days later that Iranian military personnel mistakenly shot down the plane, killing all 176 people on board. Rouhani also demanded a full explanation of the catastrophe. Japan has confirmed its first case of a strain of a coronavirus that has killed one man and sickened 41 others in China since last month. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
Japan's health ministry said the man in his 30s had recently traveled to the Chinese city that's thought to be the epicenter of the outbreak. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga released this statement on Thursday.
It was confirmed yesterday that one person who had stayed in Wuhan City tested positive for the new coronavirus, and this is the first case in Japan. I heard this person has already been discharged. We will steadily implement quarantine and will keep dealing with it in a thorough manner.
So far, one person has died from the strain. The World Health Organization has said it could spread and has warned hospitals worldwide.
Armed civilians attacked a convoy of vehicles carrying Venezuelan opposition politicians to Congress Wednesday, backing recent efforts under President Nicolas Maduro to bar opposition leader Juan Guaido from presiding over parliament. Reuters' Gavino Garay reports.
A camera inside a vehicle carrying Venezuelan opposition deputies captured the moment their convoy was attacked by armed civilians on the streets of Caracas on Wednesday morning. After having the back window of one of the vehicles smashed in, the lawmakers sped off to safety. Opposition leader Juan Guaido swiftly...
And that's all we have time for.
It's VOA.